ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम्। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 16। न तताहि अगवान राजन पूयेत तप आदिभि यथा कृष्णार्पितः प्राणस् तत्पुरुष निसेवया। न ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। माय डियर किंग, इफ अ सिनफुल पर्सन एंगेजेस इन द सर्विस ऑफ द बोनाफाइड डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड दस लर्न्स हाउ टू डेडिकेट हिज लाइफ अनटू द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्णा, ही कैन बिकम कंप्लीटली प्यूरिफाइड। One cannot be purified merely by undergoing austerities, penance, brahmacharya and other methods of atonement I have previously described. Purport. Tat Purusha refers to the preacher of Krishna consciousness, such as the spiritual master. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has said, Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Paiche Keva. Without serving a bona fide spiritual master, an ideal Vaishnava, who can be delivered from the clutches of Maya? This idea is also expressed in many other places. Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter and 2nd verse says, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimuktaha. If one desires liberation from the clutches of Maya, one must associate with a pure devotee, Mahatma. A Mahatma is one who engages 24 hours daily in the service, loving service of the Lord. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. Asana Pratha, those who are not deluded, the great souls are under the protection of divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service. Because they know me as a supreme personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible, thus the symptoms of a Mahatma is that he has no engagement other than service to Krishna. One must render service to a Vaishnava in order to get free from sinful reactions, revive one's original Krishna consciousness and be trained in how to love Krishna. This is the result of Mahatma Seva. Of course, if one engages in the service of a pure devotee, the reactions of one's sinful life are vanquished automatically. Devotional service is necessary not to drive away an insignificant stock of sins, but to awaken our dormant love for Krishna. As fog is vanquished at the first glimpse of sunlight, one's sinful reactions are automatically vanquished as soon as one begins serving a pure devotee. No separate endeavor is required. The word Krishnarpita Prana refers to a devotee who dedicates his life to serving Krishna, not to being saved from the path to hellish life. A devotee is Narayana Parayana or Vasudeva Parayana, which means that the path of Vasudev or devotional path is his life and soul. Narayana Para Sarve Nakutashana Bhibhyati. Such a devotee is not afraid of going anywhere. There is a path towards liberation in the higher planetary system and a path towards the hellish planet, but a Narayana Para devotee is unafraid wherever he is sent. He simply wants to remember Krishna wherever he may be. Such a devotee is unconcerned with hell and heaven. He is simply attached to rendering service to Krishna. When a devotee is put into hellish conditions, he accepts them as Krishna's mercy. Tatte nukampa susamikshamana. He does not protest. Oh, I am such a great devotee of Krishna. Why I have been put into this misery? Instead, he thinks, this is Krishna's mercy. Such an attitude is possible for a devotee who engages in the service of Krishna's representative. This is the secret of success. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to beg mercy of all devotees so that I can speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this verse, it is mentioned that how by, as Prabhupada mentions here, Tat Purusha refers to preacher of Krishna consciousness. So a devotee of Krishna, one who takes the shelter of devotee, then he can attain all perfection. All his sinful life will be destroyed. As here Narottam Das Thakur says, Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Paiche Keva. So, a pure devotee is very, very important. That's why in all of the Bhagavatam we see this point is stressed in every canto, that how one should associate with pure devotees. Especially in fifth canto where Prabhupada is quoting this. Mahat sevam daru mahuru vimuktes tamodvaram yoshita sangi sangam mahantasya samah chitta prashanta vinmayah surada sadavoye. So when one serves a pure devotee, his doors for liberation, he attains a pure devotee, not only liberation, liberation is just a byproduct, but he attains pure devotional service to Krishna. But unfortunately, if one associates with asatsang, with the lower modes, then tamodvaram yoshita sangi sangam, he then goes to the hellish planet. So in this way, service to Vaishnava is very, very important. And as mentioned in this verse, it is said that by tapasya, by austerity and by penance, one cannot attain Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nayam atma pravachinu nalabhyo. Tatra laulyam api ekam ulanam. Janma kotir sukrutir nalabhyate. So one may perform a lot of austerity, lot of sacrifice, but that will not help. As yesterday, our Akinchan Krishna Prabhu narrated this beautiful story of Vishwamitra Muni, that how he performed so much of austerity. He went into Karmakand, Gyanakand, and so many things. But it was only increasing his envy with Vasishtha Muni. And so much of time simply was wasted. All these things. But ultimately, he had to surrender to Vasishtha Muni. And then he got the mercy of Lord Ram. So in this way, by any means of austerity, one cannot attain Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we see also in the episode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Srivas Angan, he used to dance there every day, every night. So a milk drinking brahmachari was very austere, and he wanted to go inside and see the dance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Srivas said that it is not allowed. Only pure devotees, only those who are completely pure, they are allowed. But still, I will take you because you are also pure. You don't commit any sin. You are sinless. So I will take you. So somehow, Srivas Thakur, he takes him inside and he hides him somewhere. But after some time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance, he says that I am not feeling ecstasy. Why I am not feeling ecstasy? Is there somebody who is not pure? So immediately, Srivas Thakur says that there is a brahmachari. And when he hears this, this brahmachari puts his head down and starts walking. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very angry. And he says that just by drinking milk, you think that you can see my dance. So, and he was very much embarrassed. This brahmachari was very embarrassed and he started walking. But fortunately, in his heart, he was feeling fortunate that at least Mahaprabhu allowed me to see a little bit of his dance. So that humility, attracted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped him and gave him mercy. And then he could get pure devotional service. So Mahaprabhu wants to stress this point, that only by pure devotion one can attain Supreme Lord. And only this devotional service can be attained when one gets the mercy of a devotee, pure devotee. So there is very beautiful episode in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam where Narad Muni, he is explaining to Vyasadeva. So everybody knows this, that how Vyasadeva, he wrote so many literatures, 18 Puranas, Vedas, and so many literature, Mahabharata, Purana, so many literature he wrote, but he was not satisfied within himself. Generally, when one writes one book, he becomes so proud, or so many books, so he becomes so proud. But here, Vyasadeva is, has written so many literatures, but he is contemplating that why I am dissatisfied. And when Narad Muni comes, he is accepting the chastisement. He is accepting the chastisement of Narad Muni. Actually, Vyasadeva, he is not an ordinary person. He is a Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. But when Narad Muni comes and he chastises Vyasadeva that what you have done is completely useless, because all you have written is about this Purushartha, which four Purusharthas, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, which speaks of Karma Kand, Jnana Kand. So this is of no use. So he then explains that how this Navachas Chitra Padam Hare Ryasho Jagat Paraganit Prakarhichit Tadvayasam Tirtham Ushanti Manasa Nayatra Hamsa Nirmanti Ushiksha. So he says that if there is no glorification of the Lord, that place where there is no glorification of the Lord and no glorification of the pure devotional service, that place is the pilgrimage for crow. So, devotee should be like Hamsa. These Hamsa devotees, they are like Rajhams. So, they don't go to such filthy places. We find that the swans are in a very nice pond where there are lotuses. But we find crows in very obnoxious places, in the garbage, near garbage. Especially, we have practical experience in Bombay. So, in this way, if the glorification of Lord is not there, then that place is place for pilgrimage for crows. And then he says that, that's why tadvag visargo janatadga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam avadyavattapi namani anantasya asho akintaniyad srinvanti gayaninti grinanti sadhu. So even if the scriptures which have little defect or some, but still it glorifies the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these sadhavas, these pure devotees, they accept it and they relish it, even if there are some mistake, grammatical mistake or any other type of mistake. So that's why he is condemning Vyasadeva. He is saying that you have written all this karma kand, that by performing such atonement or austerity, you can go to heavenly planets for better enjoyment. So he says, Yugupsiptam dharma krute nu shashata swabhava raktasya mahan vetikrama yadvakyato dharma itatarastito namanyate tasya nivaranam janaha. So he says, natural tendency of conditioned soul is that they have propensity to enjoy. And now what you have done, writing the scriptures, you have just increased their desire to enjoy. So if somebody, wants to enjoy sex life, so it is recommended in Shastra, don't enjoy here. You go to heavenly planets, perform this yajna, you can enjoy more there. You will have beautiful apsaras or beautiful damsels like that. So in this way, the different things are given. If you perform this austerity, you will get this powers, that power, so many things. But he says that this will only increase the desire for enjoyment, and that will not arise, devotional service to Lord. But if one argues that if we give direct process, devotional service process, so one is not fit for devotional service because one has to be in the mode of goodness. So that's why again Narad Muni, he says that no, there is no problem if one directly takes to devotional service. So he says that Taktva swadharmam charanambujam harir bhajan apokvotapate tato yadi yatrakkavabhadram abhudyamushyakim kovartha atpo bhajatam swadharmata. So he says, even if a person is not qualified for devotional service, he gives up his swadharma. He may be a kshatriya or a brahman, whatever occupation swadharma he may be doing. And he gives up that and takes to the process of devotional service. And because of immaturity, apakva, immaturity falls down. But still, Narad Muni says that there is no harm. Because at whatever he has done, svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayah, whatever devotional service he has performed little bit, that is in his account. And Krishna will reward for it. He will continue again in next life. He will again come. And in further shloka he says that how when one starts performing devotional service, one tastes the nectar of the lotus feet of Krishna, even if he goes away, if he goes astray, but still he will always remember that taste, and one day he has to again come back. So that's why whatever you have written in these scriptures which are not directly connected to devotional service is completely condemned. That's why he is saying jugupsitam. It is completely condemned. So you have to directly write about the glorification of the Supreme Lord and glorification of the pure devotional service. And that's why whatever jnana or austerity, whatever you perform, that should be culminate in ultimately glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He says, idam hipumsam tapasasrutasya va shvishtasya suktasya buddhi dattayo avichyato artha kavibir nirupito yaduttama shloka gunanu varnanam. So, if one, you know, all this tapasya and whatever shrutasya, learning, and suktasya, sacrifice, or spiritual education, buddhi dattayo, culture of knowledge, so all this, avichyato artha kavibir nirupito, yad uttama shloka gunanu. All this should be culminate in glorifying the Supreme Personality of God. Otherwise, it is completely useless. And he gives his personal own example that how he was purified. He was just a small boy just 5 years old. He was a child of a maid servant. And he had no qualification at all. But still, fortunately, this Bhaktivedanta, they came to that place, and that was Chaturmas. So they had to stay there for some time. And this Narad Muni's mother, she, as a maid servant, she served them. And while serving, Narad Muni, he also was serving this Bhaktivedanta. And then he says that how I took the remnants. Uchistalepan anamodito dvija sakritsma bhunjeta dapasta kilbisha evam pravrattasya vishuddha chetasas tadharma evatma ruchir prajayate. So, uchistalepan anumoto dvija. That by taking permission, I took some of the remnants. And then when I took it, accepted it, then immediately all my sinful reactions are completely destroyed. And my heart was purified. And because of this, my attraction to hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead increased. So Prabhupada in that purport, he explains that how in positive sense, like if one person, eats remnants of a diseased person, then he will also get that disease. So similarly, in positive sense, if one takes the remnants of a pure devotee, then whatever qualities he has, that comes to us if we accept that. So whatever qualities, like he is completely surrendered to Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has taste for hearing the Krishna Katha. So these qualities will develop in us. So in this way, Narad Muni tells Vasudev that ultimately you have to glorify the path of devotional service by, you know, giving his own example that how he was purified by Bhaktivedantis, and Bhaktivedant, they gave him instruction, and then he perfected his life. So similar incident we see in the fifth canto, where Jada Bharata, you know, he gives his association to King Rahuguna. So Rahuguna was also, a king, and he was completely ignorant. And somehow, by providence, will of providence, Jada Bharata, they met. And then Jada Bharata instructs King Rahuguna. And in one of his instructions, he tells him, Rahugunastat tapasa nayati na che jaya nirvapanat grahadvad na chandam sineva jalagni surya vina mahatse pad rajo vishekam. So unless and until one is bathed with the dust of the lotus feet of a devotees, one cannot attend devotional service. Na tapasya nayati na che jaya, not by worshipping or any learning, no other process. So in this way, everywhere we find that by the mercy of a devotee, one can attend to devotional service. And there is also a beautiful episode in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining Sanatana Goswami about the explanation of Atmaram verse. Atmaram shyamana nirgranthi api urukrame kurvanti ahaitukim bhaktim ittam bhuto gunahare. So here he is taking Atma, this word Atma, because Atma is also Krishna, like Paramatma. Paramatma is Krishna. So Krishna Ramas. So instead of Atma, if we put Krishna Ramas, that is one who takes pleasure in Krishna Katha. So in that explanation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining the story of Murugari, that how even if a person is so fallen, a hunter, so he is explaining that story, that how this Murugari was a hunter killing animals, and he was not just killing animals, he was killing them half. So when Narad Muni was wandering, he went to Prayag, and from Prayag he was wandering in this universe, and he came across this hunter. So first when he entered the forest, he saw that one deer was suffering, because he was being half killed. And then he went further, then he saw a boar was, his leg was broken and he was suffering. And similarly, again he went forward, and then he saw that a rabbit was suffering in the same way. So he left the general path, forest path, and came to a general path. And there he saw that there was this hunter, Murugari, who was, taking pleasure. He was killing, and he was going to kill another animal. So when the animals saw that Narad Muni is coming, so immediately they fled off. And then Murugari also saw Narad Muni, and he wanted to abuse him, that why did you, disturb me? But when he saw that this is a saintly person, so immediately he controlled himself, and then he said that why you have disturbed that. And then Narad Muni instructs him that why you are killing them half. So he says that when I kill them half, I get great pleasure. So then Narad Muni says that if I want some charity from you. So Murugari says that, okay, you are a sage, that means you may be wanting some deer skin or tiger skin. I have it, I will give it to you. Then Narad Muni says, no, I don't want any of these skins. But I want one charity, that if you kill the animal, you kill it completely. Don't kill them half. So he was surprised. Murugari was surprised that why is saying that, I should kill them completely. So he says that if you don't kill them completely, then they will incur pain, and then you will get that reaction in your next life. Then you will also, these animals will come and will give you the same pain. And Narad Muni, by his mystic power, he showed Mrigari, that how he will suffer. And when he sees this, he completely comes to senses. So Prabhupada in this purport, he is saying that how, that even this Mrigari was uncivilized person. And he was not free from the reactions of killing animals. One may say that, I don't know, I was ignorant. So here the point is that even if one is ignorant, the law is law. One is not, the nature's law are so strong. A child, if he puts his hand in a fire, he will get burned. And if an adult puts his hand in the fire, so the fire will not say that, it will not discriminate that, okay, this is child, so I will forgive, I will not burn him. So similarly, the laws of nature are so powerful that even if one is ignorant and one performs sinful activity, one has to suffer the reactions. So in this way, Narad Muni explains him that no, you should give up this. And then he says, okay, first thing, what should I do? Then he says that first you should break your bow. So immediately he breaks his bow. Then he says that how will I maintain myself, because this is how I would maintain my livelihood. So he says that don't worry, I will send you whatever is required. So in this way, he gives up and he gives up his home, family, and comes and makes a kutir and he stays and chants the holy name. And then people around, they hear that how this hunter has become sage. So everybody brings some, gifts for him. So in this way he was maintained. So in this way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining that how, that even if one is a hunter, a very degraded person, just by association with Narad Muni, that person completely got purified and he became a great devotee. And when Narad Muni and Parvat Muni, they came to meet Mrigari, and that time, he wanted to offer obeisance. But when he saw that there were some ants roaming here and there, so he started to, with his own cloth, started to remove them. So we can see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here want to stress that a person who would kill an animal half and would take pleasure by seeing the sufferings. But here now, after receiving mercy of Narad Muni, he is not willing to kill even an ant. So that is the glory of association with a devotee. Also we find a story that Sanatana Goswami and that Brahmana. This Brahmana was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. So he would always worship Lord Shiva for some material gains. But Shivaji decided that I should give him something very special. So he tells that Brahmana, Shivaji tells that Brahmana that you should go to, if you want material desires, you should go to Sanatana Goswami. And he has a touchstone. And if you get that touchstone, then you can fulfill all your desires. So then this Brahmana, he goes to Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami says that this touchstone is lying in the ditch, there in the garbage. So then he goes and he takes it. And then just by that little association with Sanatana Goswami, he starts thinking that how is it that this is such a valuable thing which can provide all your material desires can be fulfilled by this stone, and that is, he is keeping it in a garbage bin. So there is something with him that is higher than this. So because of that association, he gets purified and he again comes back and asks Sanatana Goswami that is there something higher than this? Then he said, of course, there is something higher than this. So you can give me that. So he said that first you have to throw this touchstone in river Yamuna and then you come to me. So then he goes and he throws that stone and comes and he gives his Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So in this way, he also, but just by a little association with a devotee, one gets purified and one gets service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So also there is a beautiful story narrated in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Subuddhi Rai. So this Subuddhi Rai, you know, he had one servant. His name was Sayyid Hussain Khan. So he was also, he was working under him. And one day he tells him to dig a lake. And he finds some fault. And so because of that fault, the Subuddhi Rai whips him. And then after somehow or other, he becomes the Nawab. And becomes a very rich man. He accumulates a lot of wealth. And as an obligation, he also, you know, gives wealth to Subuddhi Rai. But one day, when the wife of this Sayyid Hussain Khan, she sees that there is some scar on his body. So she asked that, what is this? Then he said, when I was a child, that time I did some mistake and my master Subuddhi Rai, he hit me. Then she becomes angry and then she says that, I want that this Subuddhi Rai to be killed. So then he said, how can I kill him? You know, because he is like my father, I cannot kill him. So then she says that, if you can't kill him, then take away his caste. Because in those days, the Orthodox Hindus were, you know, the taking your caste was more bitter than death. So then he said, okay, I will not kill him, I will take his caste. So those times, even if if a Muslim puts water on you, then you are converted to Muslim. And there Prabhupada writes how all the Muslims of India are actually converted. They were not, they didn't become Muslim by their own will. So these Britishers, they had this divide and rule policy. So they would, forcefully make Hindus eat meat, cow's meat, and so many things they would do. And these Muslims, they would, serve pig's meat. And then these Muslims, the Aurangzeb, he used to impose tax. They would say that Hindu tax. If you are a Hindu, you have to pay tax. So in this way, the whole, many majority of Indians, Hindus, they became Muslims. So that was the Orthodox system there. But Subuddhi Rai, he knew everything. This is not so big thing. But he took that opportunity. He took the opportunity to give up everything, his home and all. Because he was a big landlord. And he wanted to take all opportunity to, give up and practice devotional service. So he gives up. And he comes to Varanasi. And there he meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs him that he tells him that how he went to different brahmanas for atonement. As we see this chapter here, we see that there is in fifth canto there is a description of hellish planet. So Parikshit Maharaj is asking that how these people will be saved, and then Sukhdev Maharaj gives that they should atone. But still Parikshit Maharaj says that this atonement will not help. This atonement is like an elephant bath. The elephant goes in the pond, he takes nice bath, but comes out and again puts mud on him. So similarly, this atonement will not work. So ultimately then Sukhdev Maharaj is giving this, Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya. So how by bhakti one can destroy all sinful activity, one can develop devotional service. In a similar way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also instructs Subuddhi Rai. Because some brahmanas, they were saying that if you drink hot ghee, and by drinking hot ghee, then you will die, and then next birth you will get a birth of in a family of a Hindu, and then you will become Hindu. And some would say, no, this is not required. So Prabhupada writes in this purport that this was same like today's lawyers and physicians. If you go to one lawyer, then he will give some advice. And if you go to different lawyer, then he will give some different advice. And then these physicians also. If you go to one physician, he will give one solution. You go to other, he will give another solution. So similarly, these brahmanas, they were giving him different solutions. So he was completely frustrated. But with good fortune, he came in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that how one should atone. So ultimately, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that ek nama bhase tumar papa dosha jaye, ar nama lete krishna charan paibe, dosha jaibe, ar nama lete krishna charan paibe. So he says that by just taking one name of krishna, by chanting a nama bhas, all your sinful desires will be completely burnt out. And then if you take the holy name purely, then you will certainly attain the lotus feet of Krishna. So that is what I said, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kahe, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. So just by lava matra, little love, it's little association with sadhu, sarva siddhi, all siddhis will come upon him. And tulena tulena lavena api na sargam na punarbham bhagavat sanghi sanghasya mrityanam kim uparshita. So here by just associating with sadhus one moment, one can attain perfection. And there is a very beautiful story that how Narad Muni, he goes to a brother of Bali Maharaj. He was a demon. So he tells him that if you at the time of death, you just ask, because he was so sinful that he was certainly going to hell, to Yamraj. So then Yamraj, when you go to Yamraj, then ask him that what is the benefit of one moment association. So then he dies and then he goes to Yamlok, and there in front of Yamraj, then he remembers that something I have to ask him. Then he asks him that what is the benefit of association of a moment of a association of a devotee. So he says that I don't know. He completely gets bewildered and he faints, and then he again gets up, and then he said, I don't know, we will go to Lord Shiva, he may know this answer. So they go to Lord Shiva to Kailash Parvat, and there they ask that this fellow has a question that if by association with one moment of association with devotees, what is the benefit? So Shivaji also becomes bewildered and he says, I too don't know that. So let us go to Brahma. So they all, three of us, they go to Brahma. And Brahma, when he was asked this same question, then Brahma also says, I also don't know. So let us go to Vaikuntha. Vishnu can give us the answer. So they go to Vaikuntha and they ask Vishnu that what is the advantage of one moment association of devotee. Then Vishnu says that the advantage is what you have, what is the result. Now you have come to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha planet. So this person was going to suffer in hell, but because of association of Narad Muni for a moment, then he came to this Vaikuntha. So in this way, only by the mercy of Vaishnavas, one can attain perfection. Narottam Das Thakur says, Chhadiya Vaishnav Seva, Paichin Nistar Keva. So unless and until we have help of devotees, there is no way of deliverance. We cannot be delivered from this material world. We must have done a lot of things in our life, but at the time of death, who is going to save us? So at the time of death, we will not be able to speak. Our completely body will be emaciated. And we may have done a lot of activities, devotional activities, so-called devotional activities. And sometimes we think that this association of devotees is very, very austere. For example, if somebody is a brahmachari, then he says, I have to live with 80, 100 other brahmacharis, and everybody has their different background, different nature, and you can't get together. So a lot of problem, and then you go out for preaching, you see outside there are so much of maya, and some completely troubled. So one may think that I will give up everything and go to Himalaya somewhere in seclusion and practice devotional service, so I will get rid of all this. But this is simply useless, as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also says, Tumi Kishira Vaishnava. So for some cheap adoration, you are Nirjan Bhajan, you are doing Nirjan Bhajan. So when you are going to die in Himalaya, who is going to come and save you? No, there will be no devotee. But if one has little connection with devotee, so devotees are so merciful, at the time of death they will give all their activities and will come to save us. So there are only two things which can save us at the time of death. His first thing is the association of devotees, because the association of these devotees will come and make us remind about Krishna. Because as Kulashekar also says, that Krishna Tvadiya Padapanka Japanjarantam Addaivame Vishatumana Saraja Hamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kafavada Pitta Kantha Varodana Vidho Smaranam Kutaste. So he says that when at a time of death, this whole this will be completely blocked with mucus, bile, and so many obnoxious things. And how will I able to remember? How will I able to chant? So now I am young and strong. So let me fix my mind upon you and give up the body at this very moment, so that at a time of death I will not have problem. Because at a time of death there will be so much of trouble. But there is no guarantee that we will die, you know, healthily. Everybody has to die, you know, completely, miserably we have to die. So that time, devotees, they will surround us and they will chant this holy name. They will make us remind the holy name of Krishna. And one can go back to Godhead. It is not that one who has performed, 60 years of devotional service in his life or 20 years, whatever. That is not the qualification to go back to Godhead. One may have done his devotional service just few months or few days or few years. But his great fortune is that he is connected to a devotee. So at the time of death, devotees will come and make him remind about Krishna. And by this, he can go back to Godhead. So in this way, that's why Narottam Das Thakur says, Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Paiche Nistarakeva. So by giving up the association of devotees, one cannot be delivered. So in this way, one has to stay in the association of devotees, whatever one may undergo troubles, because this is the material world, and in this material world there will be a lot of troubles. Everything will not go according to your way. But still, if we take this austerity, stay in association of devotees, and our liberation is guaranteed. This Krishna bhakti is guaranteed if we stay in association of devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So if any